And there aren't any left.
A lot of oranges?
No. If you had some, say you had a bowl of oranges and you went to get one, they were all, they weren't anymore. You'd say that.
All gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's a little red vegetable that sort of peppery grows in the garden? Small red covered root vegetable, you might eat it raw.
Radish.
Or two of those, more than one of them.
Radishes.
Okay, and the, of course the juicy vegetables, I guess some call them fruits, that grow on a bush, slice them and eat them with lettuce. Mm-hmm. Might make ketchup out of them.
Can I eat it?
Is there any kinds of? Hmm? Any different kinds of tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. Yellow and red. Different colors and all the different names for them. Different names.
What do you call that small one, small tomato that never get any bigger than this? Those real little ones? You ever seen that?
Cherry tomato.
Is that it? I don't know. You're the expert.
Those big ones.
Along with your meat, of course, you might have a baked.
Potatoes, mm-hmm. Apple.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of potatoes are they?
Irish and sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. The sweet potatoes, they're the kind with yellow meat.
Yeah.
Is there any other names for them?
Right, yams.
Are yams different from sweet potatoes?
The same thing, I guess. I reckon.
Mm-hmm. What's the vegetable with the strong odor? Of course, makes your eyes water.
Onion.
Mm-hmm. What about the little fresh ones that you might eat? The ones that have a green stalk on them?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Yeah. It's young. Young onion, shallots. I mean, some folks might call them shallots. I don't know.
Shallots? What are some of the vegetables you'd use for a good soup, or maybe a gumbo? There's a kind of vegetable I'm thinking of that's sort of green, has little seeds in it. Yeah, it's got oak.
Okra?
Do you have grow much of that around?
Hmm?
Do you grow much of that around here?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just growing in the garden.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, chances are it'll dry up. And if you leave an apple or a plum or something like that around, chances are it would dry up. And you might, instead of saying dry up, you might say it would
dry it up.
You might say it would it would get all sorts of wrinkles on it. You might say it would shrill.
Shrivel up.
The kind of vegetable that you, what are some of the kind of vegetables that come in heads?
Come in canyon.
In head, yeah, and big.
Oh, head. Cabbage?
Mm-hmm.
Cabbage and lettuce.
Mm-hmm. And if you, are speaking about cabbages, you might say, you'd say, I like these.
Cabbage?
Mm-hmm. And you'd speak about the size, you'd say, well, they're good because these cabbages. These cabbages
are good.
Mm-hmm. When you want to get the, well, what different kinds of beans do you have?
I have bunch of beans, string beans.
What was the
butter beans, pole beans, bunch of beans.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get the beans out of pods by hand, you say you have to